Come and listen, and let your soul and body be refreshed and strengthened for the ministry to which God calls us. Okay, we invite Pastor Chris for our message today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to move the stand a little, Bob. Move back up. Like usual, it's always great to kind of have you guys here and worshiping with us on the Sunday. So, welcome, we're glad you're here. So for the past 10, 11, 12 weeks, a couple months now, we've been going through this whole series about one another-ness and loving one another, what it means to love one another. And for those of you who have been coming for some time now, we've talked about a lot of different aspects of what that love looks like, because, you know, we say love one another, that can look like a lot of different things. But the Bible has kind of different ways of how we're supposed to love one another, and so we've been looking at that. Now, the messages that we've been talking about is mostly for those of you who have proclaimed yourselves to be followers of Christ. Okay, so for those of you guys who say, you know what, I believe in Jesus, you know, I've committed my life to him, this is what God wants you to do. Okay, God wants you guys to love in this different way. Now, if for those of you who might not be Christians, who might not have given your life over to Christ or anything like, guess what, you guys don't have to love like this, because that's not for you guys. It's for believers to do that. But I hope that as you have listened and heard about the different types of ways that we're to love, that you would see that this love is different than the world's love. It is different and unique, and it's challenging, but it's a way that you can see, like, hey, you know, this is what I want to, you know, be a part of. This is the kind of love that I think is real, and that I want to see happening in the world around us. And hopefully that you guys, as you have listened to these messages, would be able to say, like, hey, you know, this is the type of God that I want to, you know, commit my life to. Because this is the type of love that he has for us and he wants for the world. And so hopefully that's what you guys have been thinking about. And so again, this whole series that we've been talking about is loving one another for the purpose of, as Christians, as believers, to love in such a way that people will know, that they will know that Jesus is real, that what we believe in, that our God is real. And so this is the type of love that we should exhibit. Okay, and so again, hopefully these past, you know, weeks that you guys have been thinking about it, how to love one another in these different ways. There's two more left, so today and then next week, and then we're done with this series, and we're going to move on to something else. But let's go ahead and pray first, and then we'll continue on with the sermon. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you again just for, these last couple of weeks, months, Lord, as we've been looking at this type of love. This unique love that you have for us, and one that calls us to love in a different way, to, you know, consider others, to bear one another's burdens, to forgive and to welcome, and there's just a whole list of different types of ways that we can love one another. And I pray that that would really be real in our lives, that we'd be living that type of love out to the world, so that they may be able to see it, that they may be able to know it, and that they'll be able to say, hey, that's the kind of love that I want to be a part of as well. We pray for today as well, again, as we get into this sermon, about stirring up one another to spur one another along, that you would just, open up our hearts and minds to your truth, your message that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wanted to start this sermon with a video clip. Nike put together this ad. This is a couple years ago, so it's a little old. It's called Rise and Shine, and it's about kind of motivating people to run and to get up and go. And so let's go ahead and let's watch this. Now I'm not in the commercial, unfortunately. All right. Go for it.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, it's safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready, you are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
That was actually a different video, but that's cool. The same monologue, and I got the wrong one up there. But it's okay. There's another one. You can look it up. It's about running, more about people running. But anyways, if you guys know me, and I shared this before. Sorry, William. I actually loaded up the wrong one, or I told you to load up the wrong one. That was my fault. I'm not a runner. So when I watch this video, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not really for me. But I know that there are some people like to run. If you guys can read that, it says running is only fun when it's over in the letter. But I know there are some people in here who enjoy running. I know Mike enjoys running, and Tim Liao, and we have some other folks I know who are really into running. And I'm always really impressed with those people who love to run, because I know it's good for you. Right? I know it's good to go and to do that, to exercise in such a way. But for me, it's always really short. My running seasons or my running is always really a short spurt. I'll do it for a couple weeks or so here and there, and then I'll kind of give up and then kind of go back to my kind of everyday life of not running. But there were two times in my life. That I would say that there was actually a season, a couple of months, where I was really into running. And the first one was when I was freshman year in college, and I had just determined, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to get fit and exercise and do all that. And so every day, I woke up at 6 a.m. every day for that summer, heading into my freshman year of college. And I ran. I ran for at least a mile, 2 miles or so. Not that much, but at least that much every day. did push-ups and sit-ups and all that stuff. And that was, again, for like a summer. And then after I started school, that kind of dropped off. And then there's another time when I did it, and it was with a couple friends. And it was also over summer, and we had extra time, and we kind of committed to just running every weekend. So it was once a week, and we kind of did that for a little bit. And that also just lasts for a little bit. But there's a time when I would run, and it was good. It was a good time. It felt good to do it when I did it. Even though in the middle of it, it's really tough, right? For those of you guys who run or don't like to run, you guys know it. You know, your chest starts to burn. You know, your side starts to ache. For me, at least, I cramp up on the sides. My feet hurt, and it's just like doing it is tough. It's hard to run, but we keep going, right? We try to keep going, and we try to do it. The Bible often talks about our spiritual walks as a race that we are supposed to run. The Apostle Paul talks about it a good amount in different books or different letters that he writes to different churches and people. He talks about running, right? So in 1 Corinthians 9, 24, 26, he says, that we're supposed to run for this prize, this eternal glory that we're running for, right? Other people, they run for just like a medal or for a wreath back in the Roman days, and something that's perishable, that just kind of dies, withers away, is not everlasting. But we run our spiritual walk, our lives, we run for God, something that is eternal. He talks about this in Philippians, to press on towards this goal, to keep going, to keep moving forward, to not give up, right? Even though it's difficult, but to keep pressing on. And then for him, it's kind of cool, but he writes to Timothy, how he has finished the race at the end of his life, that he looks back and says, I have run the good race. I have fought the good fight. I have done these things. And so Paul was a good example, and he had this imagery, right, for us to run this race, that we are in this race, and we are to run, and run. And in our passage that we're looking at today, in Hebrews, the author of Hebrews writes this. He says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, and to run this race. Now, the cool thing is, if you guys were actually listening to the audio of the clip, it was really self-motivational kind of a thing, right? It was kind of like, you can do it, and to push out the doubts, you get up, you run, you you move past your fears, you move past your doubts. And it's a lot of kind of self-motivation. And for me, that's kind of like when I was in my freshman year, going into my freshman year, where I kind of self-motivated myself to do it. And I had that. But the Bible doesn't just say that we're to run this race alone, right? We're not just on this thing and just kind of just keep motivate yourself. Come on, just do it on your own. The Bible tells us that we are in this community, that we are in this group of believers, and that we are to do this together. That this race is not a race that we run alone, but this is a race that we run together, and we need one another. We really need one another to be able to finish that race. We need each other's support. Because the warning is, and the thing is, that a lot of times it's really, really, really easy for us to get complacent, right? It's really, really easy for us to do things in spurts, kind of like when I come with running, right? Do things for just a little bit, a couple weeks here. We start off kind of strong, and then we kind of taper out. I don't know, for those of you guys who ever do New Year's resolutions, that's, like 6 months ago. And if you guys have been keeping up with that, I know for myself, and this is a really bad attitude, but I don't do New Year's resolutions because I know I won't keep them. And that's a really bad mindset. I'm not going to do it, so don't make any. Then I don't fail. But there's this idea for us that, it's easy for us to kind of start things, right? And that's for a lot of things in our lives. For people who want to diet, right, who want to exercise, right, who want to do daily devotions, do all these different things, whatever it is. A lot of times it's easy to start. It's easy to kind of, have that initial motivation, excitement. But after a while, it's tough. It's tough. And this goes for everyone, and everyone, in all our walks of life. So for those of us, there's some of us like me, I grew up in the church. My dad's a pastor, I'm a PK. And so by the time I entered, middle school, high school, like I thought I've learned everything already. I've heard all the Bible stories like multiple times, right? Because ever since I was in kindergarten till, you know, whatever, right? I've heard all these stories. And so I remember being like, oh, like when I was in high school, and I was like, I've heard all these stories before, you know, nothing's new, you know. But then when I went to college, you know, I was like, oh, you know, there's a difference between kind of knowing all these things and actually living it out, you know, actually being transformed by God's word and actually putting these things into practice. And when I joined my fellowship and community, they made a big push, you know, for you to not just know it, right, but to really live that out in our everyday lives. And so pushed us to go out, you know, and to talk to people about our faith and to really live differently. And, you know, so I was like, oh, there's actually a lot more than just knowledge, right? I need to live it out. And then when I went to seminary, you know, after college, I was like, I don't know a lot about the Bible. There's a lot more to learn, even though I've grown up and I've learned all these things. There's actually a lot more to learn about the Bible. And so when in seminary, you know, I had to study Greek and Hebrew and, you know, get right kind of into the nitty details of scripture and all these things. I'm like, wow, there's a lot more to learn. But kind of every time we kind of go in through our lives, right, it's easy for us to kind of get to this point where like, okay, I've done it before. I know everything already. Kind of, all right, we just kind of go. It's kind of a routine. Our life just kind of goes, and we just kind of, you know, just kind of go back to where we were before and not keep moving forward in our faith. Maybe some of you are like that. You know, you've been a Christian for a long, long, long time, and maybe you kind of look at your life and you're like, oh, I look back and, you know, I'm just kind of coasting along in my faith. You know, I've kind of plateaued out, and I'm just going, you know. And the encouragement, the challenge, hopefully, is like, hey, you know, keep going. There's more. There's more to learn. There's always more to learn to do that. And for some of you, maybe you guys are new believers who are, you know, recent Christians, recent, you know, people who just a couple years. And that happens for you guys too, right? And again, initially, it's kind of exciting. Initially, it's like, oh, this is cool. I'm learning all these new Bible stories, and I'm learning a lot about what it means, you know, to be a Christian and a follower of Christ. But same thing, right? After a little bit, you know, it can get kind of like, oh, is this it? Is this it? I've already, you know, read these passages once, twice. I've heard it before. You know, what's new? What else is out there? And hopefully for you guys as well, that you guys will see, hey, there is more to learn. There's more to learn, more to actually live out that faith, right? Not just the head knowledge, but to live it out, and for you guys to be able to do that. And then hopefully there's some of you guys who are just excited about God. You know, no matter how, you know, how long you've been a Christian or not, that you guys still have this passion, that you guys are just on fire, that you guys are just like, yeah, I love God. I love getting to His Word right now. It's still, I have a really close relationship with God, and, you know, I'm just like excited. You know, God is really good. He's doing all these things. I see all these things that He's doing in my life. And especially for you guys, I hope that this message would be for you, that you would be these people to say, hey, I want to go and I want to encourage and spur these other people along. I see and I notice that, you know, people are kind of just coasting along in their faith, and I want to be that voice in their head to be, hey, come on, you know, let's move on, let's keep going, let's, you know, let's push past, you know, this kind of complacency that we're at, you know, that we can move forward. So that's what today's message really is about, is for us to be able to spur one another along. Now, even if you are in a place where you're, you know, not so excited about God, hopefully, you know, this message would inspire you, to encourage you to find other people and to say, hey, let's do this together, and let's kind of push one another along in our faith. Okay, so this is the passage in Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, says this: let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For those of you who have read Gary Sitzer's book, or Daryl Sitzer's book, Love One Another, the book that we've been going through, he gives like five kind of steps into how, you know, you should do this. I've kind of condensed it. I've kind of done my own passage kind of going through this and taking some of his stuff. So it's not completely the same. But the first thing that we see in this passage is that we are supposed to consider one another. Right? That's the first thing that he starts off with. Consider one another. That comes from the Greek word kateleo, which means to observe fully. Other ones, to perceive, remark, observe, understand, to consider attentively, to fix one's eyes on or mind upon. And Sitzer, he gives the example of like an artist studying kind of his thing, this piece, like really kind of intently kind of looking at whatever it is, or like a doctor looking at an x-ray and really kind of like, you know, like looking at that and like observing it, or, you know, people who, you know, data, looking, combing through data, you know, or maybe his other example is of two lovers kind of looking at each other intently. Right? This idea of really like staring at each other, right, and really kind of intensely like gazing at each other. And the first thing that the author in Hebrews here says is that we are supposed to have this, consider, have this kind of attitude with the one, with the people around us, right? To have this kind of consideration, to really think about not just ourselves, but who we are around. And so, it really talks about this idea of paying attention to the needs of others, to really know, again, who the needs are of those around us. And so, you know, I ask you guys, you know, if you guys look at the people next to you, go ahead, look at the people next to you. Do you really know them? Do you really know these people, right? How about the people in the rows in front of you and behind you? Like, go ahead, you can turn around, you can look at the people in front of you, behind you, right? Do you really know them well and know their hearts and know what they're going through? How about the people in the aisles next to you, right? Like, this is our church, this is our community, this is our belief, this is our family that we're here. And do we really know one another, right? Do we really know each other's needs, their concerns, you know, the things that they're going through, their heartaches, their joys? You know, are we really kind of involved in each other's lives? Because we can't push each other, we can't spur one another along if we're not involved in one another's lives. And so that's kind of the first thing I hope, I challenge you guys to kind of do, is to kind of get involved in people's lives. This isn't to be nosy, okay? You're not trying to be nosy and try to, like, dig out dirt from people and try to, like, use that as ammo or anything like that. But it's just to be kind of involved in people's lives. And another kind of a good way to think about it is, like, think about, hey, how can I help you? You know, how can I be a help to these people around you? So I thought about that. I was like, how can we do this? What does it kind of look like to consider one another? And kind of a cool thing is I think, you know, people in our church are doing some of these things. So, for example, it could be, I know that you are a young Christian, that you just, you know, started in your faith. And, you know, I have a couple of, you know, like, books that, you know, that were really good to me, that, you know, devotionals or whatever that really, like, you know, helped me grow in my faith. And, you know, I want to pass this along to you because I know that, you know, this can help you. Or, you know, you guys are, you know, entering, you know, a, you know, people who are engaged to be married or whatever. And, you know, I have this stuff that I want to kind of, you know, help you with. You know, these are some of my tips and stuff, and let me give that to you. Or maybe it's, you know, I know you don't drive. You know, you're either too young to drive, or you are you don't have your driver's license, whatever it is. But I want to, you know, pick you up and drive you to our small group or to fellowship on Fridays, because, you know, I know that this is good for our community and for our faith. You know, and so I consider that, you know, that to see your need and to meet it, to try to go there. Or maybe it's, you know, I noticed that you have a passion for fill in the blank, you know, guitar, drums, bass, keyboard, piano, music team stuff, or photography, or for, you know, writing, or for coding, or for whatever it is. I see you have that. Let's meet together so that I can, you know, give you some of my things that I'm excited about. You know, I know some of this stuff, and let's meet together so that we can do that together. Or, you know, you don't have a guitar, I have an extra one, I'm going to lend it to you so that you can practice, and you can, you know, that's kind of considering each other's needs and what they're going through, and, you know, how can we meet those things, you know. I know that you have, you know, young kids, and so I will babysit for you so you guys can go on dates. And I know people have done that in our church, which is really, really great. It's really, really nice. And hopefully, though, this is the kind of attitude that we have towards one another, right? That we really, again, know what are people going through so that we can, and think about them in such a way that, how can I meet kind of those needs? You know, where is it that you guys, how can I help? You know, how can I help? Right? So do that. Hopefully that's kind of the first thing, is to consider one another, to really know each other, to know your neighbors, to know this community that we're in. Okay? The second thing, that, as we look at our passage again, that he talks about, he says, consider one another. So what do we do? To stir up one another for love and good works, right? To stir up one another, and that's kind of the main thing here. That word is parkalexo, parkasmo, meaning to enticement, to do good, to stir up. The different translations, there's a bunch if you look through the different translations. to spur, to encourage, to motivate, to stimulate, to provoke. There's a lot of kind of these words about kind of pushing each other. It's kind of, hey, you know, let's not stay complacent, but let's really spur one another along. I don't ride horses, all right? I'm not a horse rider. But there's a reason for, you know, people who ride horses to have spurs on their boots, right? It's to get the horse moving, right? Because if you just kick them with their feet, they won't go anywhere. But if you poke them a little bit, then they'll start moving, right? And so there's this idea for us to actually poke one another, right? To actually get there and kind of, hey, let's move, right? Not just to stay where we are. And this is tough. I know, again, for a lot of us, as Asians, I think this is a big thing too, is I don't need to get involved in your life. You know, you do your thing, I do my thing, my life is good, I'm good, I see your life and you do your thing, right? And we kind of don't really get involved with each other. But there's this idea that we need to get involved so that we can kind of kick each other along, right? That we can see, hey, you aren't growing in your faith, so I'm going to kick you along. What are we supposed to spur one another towards? Right? What are we supposed to kick each other towards? The first thing is to love, right? That says to love. And that is loving God and loving others, right? So how are we supposed to spur each other to love God? Well, that's going to be, again, this whole idea about faith. Like, let's meet together. Let's go to, you know, study God's word. You know, we need to, you know, do that. So let's do that together, right? It could be asking the tough questions. It could be like, hey, how is your spiritual walk going? Really? You know, are you doing your devotion? Are you spending time? Are you praying? You know, are you really, you know, doing these things? You know, have you been sinning? You know, are you not sinning anymore? Trying not to do those sins anymore? And it's kind of doing that, kind of kicking one another in our faith. Okay, to say, hey, we don't just stay complacent. We're not just here just to coast in our life. To love God with passion. To love God. The other thing is to love one another, right? And how can we kind of spur each other to love one another? It could be this. Maybe, and don't point fingers at each other, but maybe you know people in our community that don't like each other. Okay, that's just how it is. Right? Some people don't really like each other in the community. That's fine. But maybe you notice that these people don't like each other too much. And so maybe a way of loving, encouraging, spurring them would be, hey, let's resolve this. You know, let's actually kind of try to build, you know, these you know, differences or whatever. Let's actually love one another in such a way. Or it can be pushing each other to say, hey, again, not just inside our church, but there's a lot of need outside of our church. And hey, let's go. Let's love the homeless, right? Let's love our neighbors, our actual neighbors, the people we live next to. Like, let's actually do that. You know, let's meet up with them. Let's talk to them and get to know them. And you know, let's love in that such a way, right? So to kind of motivate each other to do that. The other thing to do, right, that he talks about is to spur one another along to do good works, And that's, you know, this idea about serving, right, and doing good things, serving in the church. Again, hey, let's serve together. I noticed that you've been coming to church for a long time and you're not really involved in anything. Get involved in something, you know, let's get involved in a small group, get involved in, you know, one of the areas of needs that we have a lot of needs. And hey, let's usher, greets, praise band, children's ministry, there's a lot, youth ministry. Push each other to kind of do this, right? And this is a good place for me to plug for youth ministry. We always need counselors, so if you want to be a counselor, come talk to me. But yeah, you know, there's needs for these things, and kind of push each other in that. Hey, there's a lot. Let's not just, again, stay together in our own little groups. That's it. Okay? And the last thing that the author here talks about, he says this, right? Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together as a habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day coming near. The Greek for meet together is episu geneo, and it's gathering together, assembling together, just meeting together, nothing too deep. In that parsing, but it's this idea for us to, hey, let's go ahead and let's get involved and connected to one another, right? This is idea that we need to commit to our small group, we need to commit to our fellowship group, we need to commit to coming on Sundays, to meet together, kind of regularly, right, to do that. Now, I know that our lives are really, really busy. I know that this is what you guys feel like a lot of times, where you're just running from one thing to another, right? You have one event to another event and another thing, and life is really busy. I really, really know that, okay? And so sometimes, again, church gets pushed to the side because we have all this other stuff kind of in our minds and in our lives. But hopefully, my challenge is, hey, commit to our church, if you would. Commit to a small group. Commit to a fellowship group, right? Commit to kind of meeting together so that, you know, there's opportunities for you to spur one another along, to get to know each other so that you can help each other grow in your faith. Again, if we're not meeting together, you're not going to be able to, you know, encourage each other, right? He says that. He says we're meeting together to encourage one another. Again, it's a call to exhort, to kind of encourage, to push each other towards this. The way I want to kind of think about it for you guys is this. Really do life together. I think that's kind of the big thing. Okay, I know a lot of times we say, okay, Fridays and Sundays for the youth at least, or Thursdays and Sundays for the young adults, and maybe Saturdays and Fridays, whatever, for some of the other small groups, right, that meet. Sometimes that's it. Like, that's how we kind of think about church, and it's like, all right, those are the days, right? We kind of set aside those fellowship times, small group times, church Sunday morning, these couple hours, and that's kind of just church time, and then the rest of my life is my own life, my own thing. But the encouragement that the author says is to continue to meet together daily, regularly, right? And there's this idea that, hey, we need to kind of do life together, okay? Not just twice a week, not just once a week, but to kind of daily check in with one another, to daily kind of do things together. I encourage you guys to, you know, go on trips together, do things together outside of church, right? To meet up together, to go out for coffee, to do these things, to celebrate each other's, you know, birthdays and whatever, right? Outside of church and do these things, because that's what life is about. And that's what our Christian life is about. It's not just 2 days out of the week, but it's every day. Right, it's every day. And so can we continue to meet one another, to continue to encourage each other in that way, to do that with one another? And again, it all starts by getting to know each other, by being willing to kind of get to know each other so that you can do life together, right? It's about that, to do that. This whole message, hopefully, is about this, okay? It's pushing one another, spurring one another along. Means pushing each other to get outside of your comfort zone. That's really what it is. It's easy for us to kind of just say, hey, I see how you're doing in your life, and then, you know, just kind of, okay, you know, like, good. Just get back to where you were before. But it's pushing each other to go further. Okay, so hopefully, as you guys think about how to spur one another along, that you would think about that, that it's not just to stay at status quo, but to say, hey, let's move, let's keep going, let's keep growing, let's keep moving forward, let's move outside of our comfort zone, not used to this, but hey, keep growing, keep doing this. It's also important, again, to find these people, to find accountability, right? This is what it's about in this community, to find people who you can trust, who can come alongside you to do this together, because we're not in this solo run on our own. For those of you guys know, I love basketball, and we've been... a group of us have been playing basketball together for a long time. Back when we were at the Mountain View church, we used to go after church to this middle school called Terman to play basketball. And there's a group of us, and it's kind of cool. We eventually started adding just kind of people who were there, and they just kind of joined our group to play, and we kind of grew. People invite friends and stuff like that. There's this one guy, Bob might know better. I think his name was Alvin. And he was a point guard, which meant that he had the ball in his hand a lot. But he was one of these guys who loved to run, okay? And he loved to just push the ball. So every time he got the rebound, he was going down the court. Or every time, even if they made the basket, their team made a basket, he would like, give me the ball, and then he'll just start going. And he pushed the team. So if you were against him, you're like, oh, I have to run back because he's going to just start going. Or if you're on his team, he's always like, come on, you guys, let's go. He'd get it, he'd start running, go, go, go. He's like, get up the court. You know, and he started kind of like pushing it. So if I was on his team, I was like, I better get ready to run, because he's like, look, why are you back there? You know, I'm like, you know, and he's like older than us too, like older than me, like good couple of years. I'm like, I can't do this, but he's like, come on, let's go. But he was one of those guys, and it was great playing with him because he'd always look to push his team to keep going as fast as he can. Right? No, just go, get the ball and go, get the ball and go, and I think we need that in our church. Okay, we need people who are kind of like that, who just kind of look at one another and just be like, hey, let's go, come on, let's not stay where we're at. Let's keep serving, keep being excited about God. Let's keep kind of having that energy. You know, we need people like that. And so hopefully, that might be you. And that might be somebody that you can be where, you know, you're encouraging others to kind of come along with you, to say, I'm excited about God and come along with me. Come on, let's see what God is doing. And I want you to be a part of that. And if you're not, hopefully get a couple group of people together. Have that accountability. You know, when I went running with that group of friends, that was what kept me going, because I knew I didn't want to let them down, right? So I'm going to show up and I'm going to run. And when I get tired, they're like, come on, keep going. Right? Keep going. We can do another lap. Keep going. You know, another lap. Let's do this. And hopefully you can have that. You can find people to meet together so that inner faith, inner journey of walk that will keep going together. All right? All right. I think we have a prayer. If you guys can switch the screen. For this sermon series that we've been going through, we've had these prayers of the people that we kind of go through at the end of this. And so I'm going to throw it up here. I'm going to read the Chris part, and then you guys can read the people part. Okay? Here we go. We confess before you, gracious God, that we sometimes lack compassion. We think it is important to help the poor, but when we forget them, as we fill our thoughts with our own concerns. May we discover our common humanity with them and learn the art of fighting Jesus in each sister and brother. Help us to see injustice clearly the way Jesus did. Bind us together as a community to work for equality and justice in any form we can. This is Christ. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me go ahead and pray and ask the worship team to come up and sing a song response. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, I want to thank you again that you have called us to run this race, and not to run this race alone, but that we have one another, you know, to really love you and to love the world. You know, and again, today, as it's Mission Sunday, and we kind of think about, you know, the world around us, not just our own little community here, but the world outside. We pray that we would have that heart, again, to go and to tell others about your love, to really practically see what we can do to help them. And I pray that we would do that together, again, that we would encourage one another. We'll kind of say, hey, let's not just stay where we're at. Let's not just stay, you know, coasting along in our spiritual walk, but that we would spur one another along to love you, to love others, to do good works, to do these things that you desire for us to do, to serve you, to serve others. And so we pray that you would help us, yeah, to be people who are, you know, pushing each other, kicking one another, to kind of move forward in our faith, to not just give up, but to keep moving. And so, yeah, we pray for that as our church, that we do that. Thank you again. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Please stand as we respond to God's word.
Christians by our love.
Verse pursue. Love is kind.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Never boasts, not full of pride. Always hopes and always trusts. The evidence of